Government says it is on course to achieve the target of generating 5,000 megawatts of electricity by 2015. So far, it has been able to increase the country's electricity capacity from 1,200 megawatts as at 2008 to 2,300 megawatts. Vice President John Mahama announced this when a delegation led by the Assistant Minister of Economic Affairs from the United Arab Emirates, Sheikh Khalid Al Ghaith, paid a courtesy call on him at the Castle Osu. He said the aim of the government is to make Ghana the energy hub of West Africa following the discovery of oil and gas in commercial quantities.
We want to push Ghana's power production to 5,000 megawatts by the year 2015. Currently, we're at about 2,300 megawatts. So there's still 2,700 megawatts to fill in. Of course, the Bui Dam is coming on stream with another 400 megawatts. But there's still a significant amount of energy that we can produce. And because Ghana is part of the West African power pool, we have connected our transmission grids to the various countries. And there's an export market for excess power in Burkina Faso, in Mali, in Niger, in Benin, in Togo, because Ghana has a more comparative advantage to produce power at a cheaper rate. And so I know TAQA has already invested again to introduce the combined cycle in their current power plant. But beyond that, I think that they should look at further expansion in Ghana's power sector.
Vice President Mahama, the Deputy Minister of Energy, Emmanuel Kufi-Boa, said TAQA, an electricity generation company in Takrade, has invested more than $450 million in new areas of expansion. He asked the owners of TAQA to use Ghana as base to increase their investments in Africa.
I'm also very excited that in the delegation we came with TAQA and the MD of TAQA. We already have an excellent relationship with Abu Dhabi in terms of energy sector and generation of power. And TAQA has already proven how effective they can operate, and the record is very clear. They are also committed to combined cycle and investment of over almost 450 million. The opportunity for more generation capacity as we move to get into our goal of 5,000 megawatts is clearly an open opportunity. So while we are here, we see that you have spread all over the world in terms of investment, but your footprint in Africa is very minimal. We think that Ghana is really the springboard. When you invest in the power sector in Ghana, you are investing in West Africa, because we hope to really be the backbone of power generation in the sub-region. There's also clear opportunities in the oil and gas refinery, and I think that we are very excited to have you.
That was the Deputy Minister of Energy, Emmanuel Amakufi-Boa.